Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hello, welcome to the daily devotional. And today we are going to see a true blessing. And in Genesis chapter 26, verse 29, the last part of it, it says, "You are now the blessed of the Lord." And when I think about this, if God has richly blessed us, even with our faults and failures, surely we should learn to forgive others. If the Lord forgive us, you know, and he has forgiven our sins and failures, we must be willing to forgive our fellow servants of their sins and failures against us. Beloved, don't you know that you are being blessed by the Lord? Once you were at enmity against God, but now you are being reconciled to God by the death of His Son. You are His friend. You can call Him Abba. In Hebrew, it means the intimate word for daddy. You were in darkness before. You were in sin. You were slaves to sin. But now you are in the light. What a dramatic change. How great the change for the man or woman to whom we can say, "Thou art now being blessed of the Lord." There was a day that you were cursed. There was a day that you were in darkness. There was a day that you loved sin. There was a day that you loved the pleasures of this world. There was a day that you were opposing to God's law and you were opposing to God's will. But now that you are being blessed, oh, we hate sin and we find the highest delight and pleasure in doing the will of our Father in heaven. Oh, my beloved, if this is true, then you are blessed of the Lord. I want to just close with this scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, the true blessing, how Apostle Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Wow. That is the true blessing. The true blessing is that we have been blessed by God with every spiritual things. Spiritual blessing is the true blessing. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high.